Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your hosts, Bell Star
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, and tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors today are Accurate Med Testing, Growers House, and Mary Jane Survival Guide.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with certifications, you will find classes, lectures, like demonstrations, medication, and all things education related to medical cannabis. Visit Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, or tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Woo! It's the Women of Weed Day and Tech Guys 100th radio show. We're getting a no from Tech Guy. I don't like it. Are we good? Are we on? You can't hear anything? Nothing's happening? Well, here we go. Anyway, we'll see if that works. Whatever I just did in the magic adjustments of mixing. Did it work? Shazam! No? All right. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. We're just going to go with it, and we're going to hope that Tech Guy smiles soon, or laughs disturbingly at us, or... anyway, it is January 22nd, 2014. A whole lot going on in the world today.
Oh, yeah.
Other than all the girls sitting here. And you know what? Now we're unlocking Space Queen. Are you there? Is Space Queen with us today?
I'm with you. I'm right here.
All right. We hear little tiny space aliens in the background.
Yeah, tiny space aliens. They're with me this morning. How are you guys doing?
All right. We're good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hanging in there.
Good. We are going to have a really fun 100th radio show. Can you believe it, everyone?
100.
Yay! And then in a month and a half from now, it's our 2-year anniversary of the radio show.
Celebrate.
Crazy. Yeah, maybe
big celebration.
Cool in the gang down here. Crazy. Yes. I don't know. Okay, I'm looking at it. All right. So what's going on, ladies and tech guy? We've got Anita Amnesia. I said it right. I practiced. Did I say it right?
Sorry.
I practiced a whole lot. Our silver sister is here. She'll smoke anything with the word silver in it. Lady Luck is here. Nurse Mary D is here. And Space Queen is on the line. And we might have Mary Jane all the way across the country calling in. The official Mary Jane.
The official Mary Jane.
Well, and, you know, your loudmouth Bell Star, of course, is always here. Bell Star.
Lots of news. Marijuana and the Super Bowl.
You know, holy marijuana team. And Obama said,
they should smoke joints the entire Super Bowl. You know what? They should smoke joints the entire Super Bowl.
Not that bad. Well, the problem is it's not being played in either of those states.
That's true.
They said, before you book your tickets, stoners, realize it's not in Colorado or Washington. So if you go over there, don't smoke.
Then nobody from either Colorado or Washington
New York
is going
to
smoke.
Medical marijuana state.
They're getting there, but they're not. And New Jersey, what? Texas?
It's on the legal end.
Get out.
No.
The horns?
Yeah.
The horns?
Those are going to be some big
what?
Horns.
Well, everything grows big in Texas. I'm moving to Texas.
Farmers.
Bell Star's going to Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Can you imagine their glasses of water are like cakes? Imagine
imagine what the weed's going to be like.
I mean, can you imagine the tumbleweeds?
Oh.
What are their
farm?
Wow. Marley joint.
Tumbleweeds, right. I'm not saying. Holy cow. This is quite a show. I dared you. I dared you all to listen in.
I know.
I did. This is
what happened when the women take over.
TumbleweedHealthCenter.com. If you look at the radio page, it's my favorite picture from the 70s or the 60s. The hippie screaming. It's awesome. And then it says, call in. We dare you. Who knows what will happen. So I have a joke. Are you guys ready?
No.
How do you know you are a truth donor? When your bong gets washed more than your dishes. That's cool. Okay. Here's another one. All right. We're going to ask another one. Okay, here. This is a little scenario. Police officer, how high are you? Pothead, no, officer. It's hi, how are you? That was good. All right. Little Eddie got a joke to tell. You all haven't seen Eddie Murphy. Anyway. All right, so what's going on? Texas is legalizing. What's happening? Tell us. Where'd you hear that, Nurse Mary D? What rumors are you spreading about Texas?
On the news.
Holy cow. Yeah. Woo!
We got regular news last night.
Really? That's shocking.
I know.
Yeah,
that is
fairly
like,
conservative.
Well, they said that
once
they
Texas goes, they'll all go.
Yeah.
What I heard, and
don't be afraid not to.
This, if anybody out there can, is that
Utah.
They will be the next one.
Apparently, they're pushing that. Wow. Well, when the Texans want something, sorry, they get it.
That is very big of
wow.
Yeah, that's huge.
I mean, that's time to take the cowboy hat off to Texas. Let's do it.
Hey, you know who else likes marijuana?
Who?
Miley.
I love Miley.
You know what?
I don't care what anyone says about her. I love her.
I like Miley. I want to be Miley's new best friend. In fact, I think Miley should come on our show. We're already contacting her producers. So check this out. And I think, here's my next video for Miley. Oh, I had this vision. It's fantastic. No. Her wrecking ball is a giant seed.
Ah!
She can go
bump and
grind
like a big
fly off,
you know, like a fairy.
Okay,
no kids.
Make
a tree. No cats.
Oh, no. Bearded dragons, if anything. Come on, hello. Okay, look, here's a little Miley news.
Or slippers.
Putting her marijuana where her mouth is, Pop Princess Miley Cyrus smoked a now-censored... Hang on. She smoked a now censored joint on stage of the 2013 MTV European Music Awards in Amsterdam.
I mean, for that you get a go girl.
You get a big go girl. After receiving the Best Video Award for the smash hit Wrecking Ball, Miley pretended to put the award in her purse, remarking, "Oh, I can't fit this in my bag, but I found this." Woo! She proceeded to pull out a doobie, which was lit up and inhaled. Alas, the footage was edited out when the EMAs were later aired in the U.S., though a clip did make it to YouTube. How many people are YouTubing right now? Miley is hardly a secret stoner. She wrote potleaf avatars on her, or she wore potleaf avatars on her earphones during her live rendition of Ball. And 2 days before the EMAs, the 20-year-old partied with fellow celebs at the Greenhouse coffee shop in downtown Amsterdam. Being in Holland also inspired other stars at the EMAs. Snoop Dogg performed Gin and Juice, featuring the lyrics "Rolling down the street smoking Indo," and Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy from Anchorman pretended to scarf down a Dutch Cafe pop brownie. I love it. Oh my God, that's fantastic.
She also, like, when she did her pumpkins, her jack-o'-lanterns, she did pot leaves on the jack-o'-lanterns too.
Aww. What do you call a pothead with two spliffs? Double jointed. And what do you call one bowl between three tokers? Malnutrition.
So true, no one gets enough.
You know who has really killer weed nowadays? Is Albania. In a remote Balkan village in Lazaret, Albania, at least 700 pot field harvesters were forced to seek medical attention after suffering serious disorders from cannabis intoxication. Yep.
Where is it?
Most patients were women and teenagers, some younger than 15. According to the local doctor who treated the patients, they suffered from vomiting, stomach pain, heart problems, and high blood pressure. Pot has been harvested for centuries, but this is news to us. Isn't marijuana used to treat such maladies? Not according to Dr. Hinzi Luca, who insisted that planting, harvesting, pressing, and packing pot caused the worker symptoms. A more reasonable explanation might be overuse of pesticides that can cause nausea and vomiting. Certainly, grueling work in hot fields might be responsible for heart issues and elevated pressure. Lazaret, near the border of Greece, is reportedly Albania's largest pot producer, annually generating 900 tons of marijuana.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Who's purchasing it?
The Greek. My mom's laughing.
No wonder they have such a good time over there.
15,000 pounds.
That's a lot. Wow. A lot of elephants in here. Big Pharma pays for pot training. In Washington State, the pharmaceutical industry's loss is medical marijuana's gain. The state attorneys general agreed to give a share of Big Pharma lawsuit settlement to a collegiate institute that will educate and orient healthcare professionals as to the proper use of medical cannabis. As part of the AG's office's program to distribute consumer litigation funds, a $110,000 grant was issued to the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute, which was a portion of the $1.3 million Washington received as part of a multi-state settlement with Pfizer. Wow. Pfizer pled guilty in 2009. Let me repeat. Pfizer pled guilty in 2009. It doesn't even matter what year. To intent to defraud healthcare providers. Yep. Regarding the effects of two drugs. ADAI plans to use the grant to train doctors, nurses, naturopaths, and other healthcare providers how to use marijuana in a way that scientific research supports, starting with a survey of medical professionals to determine the volume of reliable information that's available regarding medical cannabis. That's flipping awesome. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Greece, that's great. Wow. Why is the roach clip called a roach clip? Because pot holder was taken.
I love how much fun you're having with
Hey, did you hear about the kid that overdosed on weed? Neither did I.
Because you weren't paying attention, or because the kid doesn't exist.
Hey, that's one way to look at the kid, isn't it?
I know.
Okay.
I've got a question.
Local Arizona news.
You have a question?
No. Parents versus Arizona. Inspired by the CNN documentary Heed, Jacob and Jennifer Welton administered a hemp extract to their 5-year-old son in an attempt to control his epileptic seizures. They've been unable to find a regular supply of pot rich in CBD, the non-psychoactive compound that has been proven to be highly beneficial in using to treat seizures. The extract all but stopped their son's seizures, according to the Weltons' filed complaint. But Arizona's Department of Health Services Director Will Humble indecisively concluded that extracts might be legal under the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act. So the Weltons filed a lawsuit against the state of Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer, and high-ranking government officials. They seek to avoid criminal prosecution. They seek a declaration that the AMMA's decriminalization of pot for medical purposes includes cannabis-related products. They're also seeking an injunction to prevent government agencies from prosecuting them. Prosecutors and police oppose extracts. The Weltons are forced to rely on crushed dried pot leaves in their son's food, hardly an option. The case will likely be decided by the state Supreme Court.
Wow.
And I hope who, huh? No. But we will definitely, I'm sure, this is in High Times. Wow. This is the latest, we just got the latest High Times magazine. I just saw the big white envelope. I couldn't help myself.
Well, apparently the Nurses Association is suing the health department for not passing PTSD.
Oh, wow.
Good for them.
Good for them.
No one has ever gone to appeal. They are going to appeal level. This is the first time this has ever happened. So we'll mm-hmm. need to support them. Watch Tumbleweed's site for ongoing info about that.
Right.
Heck yeah.
But that's the Arizona Cannabis Nurses Association and affiliated with the American Nurses Association. American Cannabis Nurses Association.
Yeah. Here
There's
we
a lot
go.
Going on in Arizona.
Why don't you start us off on a little article of pot PTSD and pharmacies and whatever they say.
Pot PTSD.
PTSD. You can have all the letters.
And prohibition.
There yes, that too.
Okay.
Read on. I'll get some marijuana ready.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Shell shock.
Yes.
Battle fatigue.
Yes.
Whatever people have called it over the years, the condition involves the serious psychological problems that remain after a dreadful ordeal. I used to get very weepy when I drove the same spot of the highway where I'd once had an accident, but that doesn't really qualify. However, if I experienced constant, overwhelming anxiety about the experience, if I had dreams of car crashes nightly and refused to drive down the highway again, my symptoms definitely would. The symptoms of PTSD include re-experiencing the traumatic event via nightmares or flashbacks, as well as a jumpy state of hyper-arousal and avoiding anything associated with the trauma. The latest hair splitting about the diagnosis emphasizes that the symptoms have to last for at least a month and create a genuine disturbance in the person suffering them. Although borderline cases may appear in disability claims, the disorder usually presents undeniable symptoms. One of the best treatments, prolonged exposure therapy, creates improvement in a couple of months. Spirited discussions about symptoms, important training in how to manage stress, and a series of 90-minute sessions help clients to repeatedly recount and re-examine the experience until it no longer holds any power over them. Additional sessions help them return to the places and activities that may have served as reminders of the trauma.
That was Space King entering the building. Space King just entered the building. Baby,
gosh.
We missed you.
The treatment is certainly no picnic, but it can work wonders. Dr. Hickling, the author of the book Transforming Tragedy and dozens of research papers on the topic, emphasizes that successful treatment can often lead people to view their adaptation to the event as a meaningful growth experience. It's hardly a perfect cure, but prolonged exposure is one of the most successful psychotherapies around. The average person who completes it does better than 85% of the people in the placebo treatments. These usually focus only on talking about feelings or learning about stress. Most veterans administrations, hospitals, and mental health centers can help. Treatment is worth the effort. However, there's a problem, namely time. Captain Sean Shepard, a U.S. Army psychologist, puts it best. Long hours filled with frequent trainings and deployments make regular attendance at sessions close to impossible. Needless to say, even those of us who aren't in the military can have incredibly busy lives, so perhaps a medication would also help. Now, it might be naive to think that ingesting a substance can take the place of thoroughly recounting painful experiences, but it would certainly be a useful tool. So far, however, Big Pharma's solutions don't look very promising. Recent reviews of available medications have Trump stats claiming that 59% of the people who use these drugs have improved, compared to 39% of those taking a placebo. But a quick look at the side effects for most of these drugs.
Oh. How long is it? The side effect
is discouraging.
Yeah.
Can cannabis help?
Dun, 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 dun.
It's about time we got to cannabis. Seriously. My mouth is dry and tired. I need a water break.
Oh, my gosh. How about a joke?
Can I interject on this subject?
Go ahead, please.
I'm a veteran. I suffer from PTSD, and I can say that cannabis helps me way more than medication ever did. And the side effects are nil compared to what I experienced on some of the stuff that they put you on in the military. It's crazy stuff. But this is the one thing that I've found that actually keeps me level and doesn't make me feel crazy. So I'm very, very grateful for this little plant that we call cannabis.
Heck yeah.
Thank you
yeah.
for your input. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people out there that don't even admit that they go through such things, you know. It's a horrible thing to feel. Or even know that they're experiencing such things, you know.
I know a lot of veterans who like to suppress their PTSD just because they don't want anybody to think that something's wrong with them.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's tragic because they could benefit from help, and they're just afraid of losing their job, losing their rank, losing their friends, like anything like that. In the military, it's hard to deal with stuff like this. And like in the article, it says it's so hard to get help because you're all over the place. You can't stick with one treatment. So it's a tough thing to get over.
Yeah, I would imagine. And it's not just military. I mean, you can have PTSD from all sorts of life experiences.
Yeah.
You know, it's
absolutely
life. It happens.
It's just that people haven't been labeling it as such until more recently.
Yeah,
it's been around for a long, long time.
But people talk about that in the war.
The name hasn't been recognized as a whole entire disorder until only about 10 years ago. And it seems to have been a widespread phenomenon, but it's just a series of symptoms that are grouped together and are associated with a stressful time.
Yeah.
And so it's just what a person goes through psychologically, and unfortunately, it sucks.
So
but it is a very helpful medication to do.
Many trauma survivors swear by the plant. My own laboratory has issued data on the topic. Veterans in the sample report that cannabis helps, let's see, that's actually a sample report, that cannabis helps ease the re-experiencing of the traumatic event, as well as the general state of anxiety and hyper-arousal and associated sleep problems that are associated with it. So I've heard that cannabis can actually help erase memories, but this is saying that cannabis helps the re-experience of a memory.
Yeah.
When you re-experience,
you re-experience
the emotional pain with it.
Right.
And the marijuana numbs it as if like it was no different than using cannabis to help with physical pain.
Yeah, it's you're dealing with the anxiety of that situation coming back up.
Well, and the hyper-arousal,
that's
a really important thing because I've talked with veterans before that on 4th of July parades they're diving in bushes when fireworks go off and they don't know why.
Absolutely. Sounds just like
that hyper-arousal.
Yeah.
You can't be in a normal, regular situation in society that most people can handle. You know, fireworks go off, this guy's in a white linen suit on the grass.
Yep.
You know, like, right.
Really good thing for people to do is to try this medication and see if it helps your anxiety, because it certainly isn't going to hurt you. I think by our president coming out and saying it's safer than alcohol should give people a little bit of an idea that why not try this for my anxiety? Do I really need those pills that cause all these other adverse effects? I'm very pain for me.
This is true.
Yeah. Right. So it says, additionally, animal research makes it clear that the cannabinoid system is definitely involved in the conditioning of fear. This work usually involves giving rodents a sharp electrical shock to the foot instantly after they hear a tone. After a few times, the tone alone causes them to freeze in their tracks, a pretty good sign that they're terrified. Rodents bred to have no cannabinoid receptors, or those with the receptors blocked by chemicals, have a very difficult time unlearning the link between the tone and the jolt. For rodents with normal cannabinoid system functioning, the freezing reaction eventually subsides with repeated presentations of the tone that doesn't include the shock. It's a nice analog to prolonged exposure therapy, where the survivors discuss the trauma repeatedly until they no longer find it so upsetting. But the poor rodents whose cannabinoid systems have been chemically altered keep freezing in response to the tone long after others have recovered. So sadly, the obvious next step remains uninvestigated. Give the rodents THC and see if they can unlearn their fear faster. Better yet, give cannabis to humans with PTSD and see if their symptoms are relieved. Dr. Rick Doblin and the staff at the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies has raised $10,000 for just this project. Furthermore, the Ethics Board at the University of Arizona has approved the project.
Arizona, yeah.
Unfortunately, approval from any of the various federal agencies involved, such as NIDA and the DEA and the Department of Health and Human Services, has not been forthcoming. This is hardly surprising. Despite the fact that Arizona is a state that has legalized medical marijuana, researchers are unable to acquire medical-grade cannabis from NIDA unless federal bureaucrats okay the project. I'll give it to them. Okay. Meanwhile, it is the FDA's responsibility to ensure that all drugs administered are medical-grade, thus adding to the logjam. Not that we need yet another reason for ending pot prohibition, but the scourge of PTSD, especially among our military veterans whose suicide rates are astronomically high, demand that cannabis be free so that those who need it can use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we donate it?
Both retired, and well, there's also a lot of active duty.
Yeah. Huge community here. Wow.
Wow.
And so, yeah, Arizona just denied it. For those just tuning in, we were talking about the lame truth that Arizona denied PTSD as one of their ailments, and now they're going to be sued.
Yeah.
They're going to be sued for doing such a thing. That's not right. That is not right. All right. Let's see what we got going on here. We have some folks on the internet blogging in with us. Did y'all see this?
Cool. And
they're talking about diabetes. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for the congratulations on our 100th show.
Yay!
Woo! We love Weezday Wednesday. It's a study published June 17th of this year by the American Medical Journal. And it says there's a summary of the study validated here at the U of A, done over 10 years. It's not a question of if marijuana will be used as a treatment, but when. That's right.
Yay.
And you can click the link here. This is great. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing this awesome information.
U of A has been well known for years for their research into diabetes and what works.
The impact of marijuana use on glucose, insulin resistance among U.S. adults. I wouldn't be surprised if kids as well. That's fantastic.
That's fabulous.
That is. This is huge. This is a huge article. We'll keep the link up so you guys can click it and read it. Wow. What a wonderful Wednesday morning. We're going to play my favorite song because we can.
I'm gonna smoke some weed,
stop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed, the people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Woo! We are back live in the studio. See, I have to say living room. It feels cozy in here. It's on the floor. We were just talking over the fun break about the fact that for now recreationally in Colorado, you can just go into the stores and buy seeds and plants and anything you want now.
Pretty much.
But I don't think you're supposed to take them out of the state.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed, because it says by no means is it supposed to be taken across state lines. So I think that's how they can get away with it. Considered a novelty item, just like it was, selling it from another country, I'm sure.
Okay. Space Queen, are you with us? Are you back? Do we have you?
I am. I was muted. Sorry. I am here.
All right. Everyone's favorite strain. What is your Space Queen?
Space Queen. I actually had it recently. It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. It's back? It's back in town? It's flu in?
Oh, what?
I got a joke. What do you call Harrison Ford when he smokes weed? Han So High. What is a stoner's idea of a balanced diet? A joint in each hand. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Plenty of weed.
Oh, yeah, that's too. All right. Your favorite strain?
Well, you would think
Anita,
it was amnesia.
You would think it.
You would think it.
That was an on-the-fly made-up name. You got to come up with your own.
Hands down, either Jack Hare or I wish we were on television so that the listeners could see this huge plume in a glass jar.
We'll have to take pictures and send them over the internet. Tech guy, you want to chime in? Favorite strain? He's signing. Whatever you grow, he said. Oh, cool. Wow, that was nice. All right. Silver Sister? She's not. She's Cleat the Fifth. Anything silver, I'll speak to that. Yeah. What is the silver? What's all the flavonoids? The
silver.
What's the silver? What is it? Is it lemon? Is it? It's deeper than, it's silver. Yeah, it's citrusy.
Citrusy?
It's like Pez. It's like cherry flavored Pez.
Oh,
every day. Oh, wrong. All right. Lady Luck?
Oh, man. I don't know.
That's anything
a draw.
You can a draw between
the
top 400 strains.
It's Alaska. Ever?
They've got 80 strains available in Colorado on their show. Well,
my favorite.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm a big blueberry fan. Always have been.
Blueberry.
Yeah. Nurse Mary D?
Or I have a new favorite. It's bubblegum.
Bubblegum. Very sweet. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
sugar. I'll tell you, caregivers are great out there.
Gotta love your caregivers. And when I started learning about cannabis, figured out that I'm an indica girl. Me and Snoop,
absolutely.
We like our indo.
Yeah.
We go down the street rolling indo.
I have to agree with that one. Because
the sativas just make me goofy, and I'm already goofy enough. And then they make me sleep, and then
different body.
Yeah.
Different CBD.
I'm not little, you know.
That's
they would have
the
put me on Ritalin in the 70s. Thanks, Mom, for not knowing about that. The only reason I wasn't on. Brother girl.
Yeah,
all right.
In the morning and a blueberry at night.
Oh, I hit the blueberry first thing in the morning. I need to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm getting a sativa.
Kind of like a combo.
Yeah.
Combo.
Yeah. I like to mix it up
over there.
What
you make your own hybrids.
There you go.
What do you get when you soak a split in vodka? The Holy Spirit.
what are you guys smoking over there this morning?
Bubblegum. What did the stoner's girlfriend say? If I can't marry a dude, I'll marry Jane. Okay. What do you call a potato that smokes weed? I'm not even going to answer this because you don't know this.
Oh, man.
Come on.
What
do you call a potato that smokes weed?
Pocket!
Come on. What kind of potatoes are out there?
Russet.
Buds.
Ways of cooking potatoes. Wait, I feel like I'm in a game show. It's not fried. It's
man,
you stick it in the oven and you. Yes. All right. I was watching Hollywood Stars or whatever that was. You guys gotta watch that show. Man, that's awesome. We gotta do that again. You guys. Okay.
We should have done.
Oh, no. Okay. Here we go. Are you guys ready? Oh, I can't do that one. It could be racist. How do you get a one-armed stoner out of a tree?
Oh, my goodness.
Out of a tree.
Wait.
Hand him a joint. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. How do you know when you've smoked enough pot? When you start looking around for the directions on how to use the lighter.
Aww.
I don't think I've ever done that. How do fish party? How do fish party? Seaweed! No, okay.
It was that simple, really?
Yeah. Why did the pothead plant Cheerios?
thought they were donut seeds.
Oh, you guys. Okay.
That's like marshmallows being snowman poop.
Ew. That's just wrong.
It is?
Did you tell your children? You did, didn't you? Oh, and this one's for my brother. Are you ready, Cyril Austin? I won't go anywhere else with that. What is reality? An illusion caused by a lack of good weed. Woo! I'm liking that one. Okay, what's next, kids? On my list of the 100th radio show with the women of Weekday, it says, it's a free-for-all. Bullshit the day away. How does ganja help you? Oh, we'll do that one. We've been BSing the day away. How does ganja help you? Anyone? Okay. Edibles for me at night help me sleep. Otherwise, I'm dreaming CSI all night long. It's crazy.
Help me relax. Without a hangover. I mean, hangover. If I have a glass of wine, it might be harder to get up the next morning. If I have a bong, I'm fine the next morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then during the day, if I have a situation where I want to just jump to level 10 and be angry, it allows me to step back, breathe as I inhale the bomb.
There you go.
And think about it.
Absolutely.
And I get a much calmer reaction.
And perspective.
You know what?
Yeah.
I usually come up with creative ways to solve problems.
That's right. Instead of just reacting.
Layla? I will say, I love food.
In your kitchen.
And it makes food so much better. I know, you're welcome, Captain Obvious.
And Pepsi.
I thought I would point out the obvious on that one. It makes food wonderful. If you have an appetite problem, smoke a joint. Not to mention chilling out and sleeping. I mean, those are all the wonderful things in life.
That's
and
right.
Marijuana assists in all of those.
Helps you sleep.
And it's a plant.
And it's an awesome plant.
I love it.
It is. You know what else is awesome? That the Arizona Diamondbacks called us and is now featuring us on their pocket schedule for the year. Woo! Go Diamondbacks. Come down to Tumbleweed Health Center in a week or so and get our box of the first 10,000 delivered. Because if we run out, we'll just get another 10,000. Woo! And be sure to watch for your Tumbleweed Health Center TV commercials coming soon. Thank you. Arizona Diamondbacks. Go Diamondbacks! Woo! I just thought I'd mention it. I'm not saying.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Cannabis is also a good motivator.
Yes, it is.
One of the very first things that threw me for a loop when we started this business was this lady came in and said, if I don't smoke some weed, I don't get off my couch. And I went, wait a minute, back up, that makes no sense. This is not right. It's couch lock. Everything makes you just sit around and you're high. You can't do anything, right? And she said, no, it's the opposite. Cannabis for me is a motivator. It gets me creative. I can get up. I can function. I can clean my house. I have focus. I am energized. And it's in that it also relieves my pain. Because if I don't have it, I will sit on the couch and lie around in pain and not be able to live a normal life.
One
of the greatest things I ever heard about cannabis. Yeah. It really threw me. It opened my mind completely. Like we started a business because we left pot. We didn't love pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to share our love of pot and we started learning and growing and educating ourselves, and it's unbelievable how wonderful cannabis is. Miss Mary D?
Oh, I just use it as medicine now.
we shifted the alien thing. Wow. Why are we here? Hang on. Just check my email.
Well, I'm just one of those people that, I'm the PTSD survivor. Mm. I'm one of those people that's got all the physical ailments from lifting too much stuff all my life. So I got the aches and pains and...
Oh.
A lot of stuff they want to give you pills for. So for me, it is a true medicine. I can function every day, like you were talking about.
Yay.
I'm not on the couch.
That really blew my mind.
I am not on the couch. Really... As far as food,
healthy food tastes better?
Yes.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
very
important.
Good statement.
And
yeah.
That's the real plus for me is not, you know, stay away from the ice cream. The plants are good.
Yeah.
No. And it's just a great way to relieve the pain and feel better and happier.
Happier. And what we
Don't
say around here is, what's wrong with a little bit of happy? Jeez, guys, it's a rough world we live in. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot of misunderstanding.
Give ourselves a
break. Understanding out
yeah.
there. You know? People don't understand
oh,
what
man.
This actually can do for you.
It's so weird. I can hang out with Miss Mary D. She'll educate
you. Everybody, you know, just chill.
You get off our own. And now I'm seeing the cast of Friends and Rachel Whitney.
And
yeah.
this is when we all leave.
Yeah. Oh, what else is going on? Ooh, free seeds with every order. I'm thumbing through the iTimes. This is awesome. Oh, speaking of discount hydroponics, you guys got to get down to the grower's house. I'm saying. This little tiny startup of a business here in Tucson. Now a gargantuan warehouse. And we couldn't be happier for these guys. They are awesome. We love them. Nate and Paul. And all the staff. And there's Allie. There's a girl named Allie down there now. We love it. Hi, Allie. So get down there. Because there are more and more people now that the crow's not flying so crazily, taking his own trip around the road. Oh, sorry, that guy hates this.
Paper.
Yeah. There's a boxer with a bag of weed in his hand. That's what he hates right there. Okay. So, crows flying. What's happening? What? Yeah, so get down to Grower's House. And they'll match, and they'll beat any price, even online. You can't even beat these guys. They're awesome. And they're at 1501 East 21st now.
Yeah.
Very, very, very conveniently located. Excellent, knowledgeable staff. They have everything you need down there if they have an order for you. We also like to give some shout-outs to Colton and Michelle, everyone down there. You guys are awesome. We love your accent. And thank you for having us in your magazine next month. In a couple of flying months, you'll see us in there. We are forming a friendship with them. We love them. They're awesome. They help spread the good cannabis education like we do, which is so, so important. Mary Jane Survival Guide is out there still. We're waiting for our volumes, guys. Come on, bring them down here. We've got people asking
nice.
For these. Yeah.
Love
they love them.
Yeah, they give a bunch away.
Yeah, they've got great patient journals where you can keep track of what's going on in your world to find out if you like the Indo or the Kilo.
Or the mixture.
And get your meds tested. You can bring your meds down here and accurate med testing will pick them up. And you know what I just read? That AZ Med Testing is doing, they test for 7 cannabinoids now, I think. 7 or 9? That's awesome.
Yeah.
And education's getting out there. I love it. Just fantastic. We love the community. We love the education. We love our 100th radio show. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I'm joked to tell. Are you ready?
Okay.
How many potheads does it take to change a lighter? Change a light bulb. To change a lighter. How many potheads does it take to change a light bulb? I was. Screw it. We got lighters. Sorry. Uh-oh. Oh, no. What do you call a doped-up Pikachu? Pokemon.
Ah!
What year is that? What year? 90s? And anything colorful and weird always starts in the 80s. Big hair. Yeah. Why did the stoner cross the street?
To get high?
His dealer lives on the other side. What do a bad football team and a pothead have in common? Uh-oh.
They're ready, Super Bowl fan.
Uh-oh. They both get flipped. Uh-oh. What do you get called when you eat too many hash brownies? What do you get when you eat too many hash brownies? I can't even read it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A pot belly. what do you call the dude that brings shrooms to a party?
A real fun guy.
Oh, gosh. How do you get... Oh, never. We did this one. Never
mind.
Yeah, it was a one-armed hippie. Okay. There's a tree and a one-armed hippie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
wave. Oh, yeah, do the wave and they fall out or something. That's just mean. I like the first one about the officer. Police officer.
Yeah.
How high are you? Pothead.
Hi, how are you? That's
no, officer. It's hi, how are you? Oh, okay, here's some history. We started reading this timeline from the year 79, a long time ago, when we got
wow.
to, like, in the year 800, cannabis was used medicinally across the Arabic world in Roman times, and in during the Middle Ages, 1538, hemp was central to any herbalist medicine cabinet. And, 1611, the Jamestown settlers brought the marijuana plant, commonly known as hemp.
Hey, yeah.
He's an Indo. Snoop Lion. Is he going somewhere else now? Did the dog, lion, did he go to, like, zebra? No.
No.
Dog,
oh, is that
an
animal thing?
Ooh,
panther. I thought
you were going to give up the long
time.
Panther. I like it. He's going to panther.
Panther now?
Snoop, you can take that from me, man. All right, you can have it. He's like, they're all writing it down, right? I can hear it. Frankie, you ready to see panther? That's weird. Okay.
These people are going
to call Griffey. No, they already have. In 1774,
daily,
Thomas Jefferson grew hemp.
Wow.
And in 1840, medical marijuana comes to the United Kingdom via William O'Shaughnessy. And, yeah, he used it for Queen Victoria's menstrual cramps. Yeah.
Right. They are very good for menstrual cramps.
They surely are. Let's see. What else is going on here, ladies? Women of Weed Day. We've got some blog talk going on. Okay, so we've got a question about having our meds tested here. The cost, I believe, was accurate med testing. I'm probably not accurate in it. I believe for 3 to 5 samples, and you want to give them a gram each of whatever you're sampling.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot.
$35? Something really inexpensive like that. They'll come
laboratory tested.
Lab tested.
Yeah, it's not smoked. It is actually
laboratory can't guarantee that.
Tested. Well,
oh, yeah, you don't want the machine. Mm-hmm. And then AZ med testing is different. I'm not sure what they're doing these days. Yeah, I don't know. You have to check. But accurate med testing, you can check. Bring your meds right here, and we'll come and pick them up for free. And you get your test results, I'm not even kidding, 24 hours. Bam!
And they are
48
accurate.
Hours at the latest. I'm not even, yeah, and they are really accurate. We just got some... some bubblegum lab results tested. What did you think about that?
I Woo! Thought it matched my perception.
Not bad for a white girl.
Over
20%? Over
20% THC.
The
CBDs were
a little low,
life.
But...
I was hurting that weekend.
Wow. Wow.
And then the test
confirmed.
Test confirmed.
Nice to be validated.
Definitely in that area, I'm telling
Mary
you.
Mary D is that good.
Yeah.
She will tell you the percentage without even having it tested.
She's like, she's also a human
like
scale. So
20 points.
Touch
yeah.
your stuff in her hand.
Give me
milligrams and I'll let you know.
Yeah. Give me a joint and I'll tell you what it is.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Ooh, flipping pages again. Some of these ads in High Times are
kind of scary.
Yeah, they're
kind of scary.
They can't be.
Are some beautiful pictures of flowers.
Oh, very beautiful pictures of flowers.
And some are really magnified. And
well, let's get to, we did some news, right? And this is something everyone's been shouting out during the show. Obama admits marijuana is less dangerous than alcohol. In an interview that was released by the New Yorker today, in which President Barack Obama had some interesting things to say. He said the following. When asked about marijuana, he said the following. Quote, as has been well documented, I smoked pot as a kid, and I view it as a bad habit and a vice, but not very different from the cigarettes that I smoked as a young person up through a big chunk of my adult life. I don't think more dangerous than alcohol.
Oh, that person.
Not that. That was my Saturday Night Live person. There are two ways a marijuana reformer can look at these sentences. One way to look at it is Obama just said that marijuana isn't more dangerous than alcohol.
Okay. Yeah.
We like that. This is it's a significant statement for the President of the United States to make about marijuana. The other way is to say that Obama's a hypocrite. Why doesn't he just legalize it like alcohol then? Either way, it's a valid statement. He said, Obama went on to say, quote, less dangerous, he said, in terms of its impact on the individual consumer. It's not something I encourage, and I've told my daughters I think it's a bad idea. A waste of time, not very healthy. What clearly does trouble him is the radically disproportionate arrests and incarcerations for marijuana among minorities. Middle-class kids don't get locked up for smoking pot, and poor kids do, he said. And African-American kids and Latina kids are more likely to be poor and less likely to have the resources and the support to avoid unduly harsh penalties. But he said, we should not be locking up kids or individual users for long stretches of jail time when some of the folks who are writing those laws have probably done the same thing. Accordingly, he said, of the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington, that it's important for it to go forward because it's important for society not to have a situation in which a large portion of people have at one time or another broken the law and only a select few get punished. Well.
Discrimination? I mean, that's what he's trying to do, discrimination.
Yeah.
It
should
but,
be.
I mean,
but
you should, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, somebody should do something about it if they don't want discrimination around it and make it legal and then there need not be stereotypes.
Yeah.
I think it would help abolish all of that.
I think we're on the tip of making that happen, but it's just so complicated with government.
It is. But with all the states that are voting and changing and
states' rights
screaming out, you know.
They want to control their own their own way. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, like they did with the alcohol, I guess.
Speaking of voting, come down to Tumbleweeds and sign this petition.
Yes.
And legalize marijuana this year. Come down, we need more signatures. Also down at Tumbleweeds Health Center is our Dixie Elixir. We sold out already of the actual tincture. They came in and left like that. This is a high 40 to 60% plus CBD tincture that is supposed to take care of all your aches and pains. We had a patient come back and swear that it is helpful for colitis, as well as Crohn's. This person started giving it to their partner. And their partner has experienced relief that they have not experienced in years, taking multitudes of pharmaceuticals that have not worked but hurt.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. We've got another shipment coming, so come down here and check this out. Also, we've got a balm, a rub-on, like if you've got arthritis problems or, you know, back aches, shoulder aches, someone wants to give you a little massage, come down and get the hemp balm. That's really, really good for you. We are having our, we're just, forget winter specials. We like $85 certifications. And $65 renewals. Woo! That way. They do. They do. We're just going to cross out that word winter special. Damn. Boom.
Done.
We're going to be at the Peace Fair February 22nd. We're waiting from a folk festival. We're hoping to get in that one. That would be fun. Love the folk festival.
Awesome.
I know. Bummer to have to sit around and listen to folk music for 3 days and talk about marijuana. I would hate that. I would hate it.
Another volunteer opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a great weekend.
It is going to be an awesome weekend. Thank you to the Arizona Diamondbacks for calling us and asking us to be a part of your organization for the time being. We are really honored and touched. And go Diamondbacks!
Yay!
We're ordering our gear online. We've got the fun hats online. You can't find the store, so I've been looking.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We have some, like, Space Queen, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right. She unmuted. All right. Thank you for joining us. Let's see. We're going to bust out with our little intro exit song here, and say thank you, everybody, for making this our 100th show. How rocking is that? Thank you, everybody who sponsors us always. Thank you to the patients out there who are pushing to get their cannabis legalized. Thank you to the gods who gave us this wonderful plant. And we would like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, azmarijuana.com, Culture Magazine, and Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for always hosting this awesome show. Remember, we've got, you'll see us at the Peace Fair February 27th, hopefully the Folk Festival, maybe the Street Fair, who knows. Gem Show, we'll be wandering around with our little weed hats on, passing flyers out. Come say hi, maybe. Come see. You have something. We do have a logo coming. It's out there somewhere in the universe. Somewhere in the rainbow. But stay tuned for more awesome shows. Our two-year anniversary is coming up, and Tech Guy's going to talk on that show. Remember, be smart, be gay, and educate. Woo!